This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Eva Parkes, P-A-R-K-E-S, date of birth 3/13/1948. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Parkes with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and COPD secondary to smoking. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. Well, she states that she's been feeling well. She's not eating as much as usual, though, and she has lost 13 pounds over the last 6 months. She's not unhappy, but would like to keep her weight at least where it is without losing any more weight. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does not require oxygen, and she denies shortness of breath at rest, although she has some with exertion, and she's still smoking a few cigarettes a day. She would like to quit, but has been unable to do so. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 20 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 mg daily. She's on metformin, Lipitor, Advair, and Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented and no distress. Weight is 124 pounds, pulse is 76, blood pressure is 108 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have COPD changes with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No consolidation is noted, no wheezing. Heart is regular without murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 15, 2024. Creatinine is 1.43, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 38. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.0. Electrolytes are normal with carbon dioxide 28. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 12.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Two, diabetic nephropathy. Three, hypertension, well controlled. Four, COPD, secondary to chronic smoking, without current exacerbation. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.